The 86th Academy Awards are this Sunday. For the first time, the Oscar for Best Director could go to a Mexican, Alfonso Cuarón, for Gravity. Or it could be the black English director Steve McQueen for 12 Years a Slave.
Well, I don't want to survive. I want to live.
Still, the topic of diversity at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is a contentious one. Oscar voters are overwhelmingly white. NPR's Mondalita Barco reports the Academy is trying to change, starting with a new president, an African-American woman.
The Academy continues to be an exclusive club that is 93% white, 76% male, with an average age of 63, according to the Los Angeles Times.
I think people assumed that the Academy was pretty homogeneous, and it turned out that it was even more so than the worst assumptions.
John Horn and a team of Times reporters tracked down and spoke with most of the Academy's roughly 6,000 members.
When we told the Academy that we had independently confirmed the identities of more than 5,100 voters, there was a gasp in the room. And I think they were really embarrassed by the findings of the demographics. They knew they had a problem, but when they were confronted with the hard data of how old, how white, and how male the Academy was, they really had no place to hide.
Membership to the Academy is select. Oscar nominees and people working in the film industry are invited to apply. That includes everyone from directors to publicists to makeup artists. Membership is for life. Even if they no longer work in the industry, they can still vote for the Oscars every year, says Horn.
I mean, the Academy obviously has some of the most distinguished people in motion pictures. But we found somebody who was a nun, a bookstore owner, a retired Peace Corps recruiter. All of them were in the Academy.
Horn and the LA Times team conducted their first survey 2 years ago, updated it 2 months ago, and found there was little change. But in between, last summer, Cheryl Boone Isaacs, one of the few female African-American executives in Hollywood, was named president.
It's a signal that Hollywood in general is being much more inclusive, much more aware of different voices.
Boone Isaacs is sitting in a room filled with classic film stills. In an historic building, the Academy is transforming into a Hollywood museum. She got her start in the 1970s, helping to promote the film Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Boone Isaacs later became the worldwide publicity director at Paramount Pictures. She moved on to New Line Cinema and eventually started her own company, where she marketed such award winners as The King's Speech and The Artist. She became a member of the Academy 27 years ago after a colleague invited her in.
When I was accepted in membership, I cried. And then when, I think it might have been the same colleague of mine who said, you know, you'd make a great governor. And I thought that, now we've gone too far.
The Board of Governors manages and oversees the Academy. Before she became president, Boone Isaacs was governor for 21 years, representing the public relations branch. Now she follows just two other women to serve as president, actress Bette Davis and screenwriter Faye Kanan. Boone Isaacs says her goal is diversity, realizing the Academy's membership reflects a monochromatic film industry.
Even though the numbers are shifting and changing, it is still primarily white male, which would make sense for all the years that the Academy has been in existence. And there is not a cutoff. It's not like you get to be a certain age and you're no longer a member, okay? We don't toss people out.
To open the ranks, Boone Isaacs removed a cap on the number of members, and she asked the Academy to invite more than 400 people to apply, many of them younger and people of color.
She's so diplomatic, and she's perfect to be the president of the Academy.
Director John Singleton has been a member since 1992, when he was nominated for two Oscars for Boys in the Hood. He applauds Boone Isaacs' initiatives.
For many, many years, the Academy was one of those kind of exclusive clubs that no matter what your credits were and what you were, people didn't feel like applying. And I think that kind of monkey is off the back of the organization now.
The Academy's wider net has yet to significantly transform the demographics of its members, much less Hollywood. But when its new leader takes the stage Sunday at the Academy Awards, as she did last month to announce the nominees, the Oscars will at least have a new face.
I'm Cheryl Boone Isaacs, president of the Academy.
Mandalita del Barco, NPR News.